The French foreign minister says his country and Britain will send arms to militants fighting the Syrian government even without the EU's consent. Laurent Fabius says it's Paris and London's, quote, duty to help the insurgents in Syria. EU countries, most notably Germany, are against arming the militants. The Israeli premier reaches a last-minute deal with political parties on the formation of a new coalition. The agreement sees Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party join forces with the centrist Yesh Atid and two other parties. The deal comes ahead of the March 16th deadline and after weeks of negotiations. Bahraini regime forces clash with youths protesting the deployment of Saudi forces to their country 2 years ago. Police fired tear gas and stun grenades to disperse protesters in different villages on Thursday. Protesters blocked main roads and hurled petrol bombs and stones at police. No casualties have been reported so far. Former U.S. troops who were raped during their service demand changes to the military's justice system. Four ex-U.S. military personnel recounted their shocking experiences at a Senate hearing. They told lawmakers that they suffered intimidation, but the law didn't offer them any help. Lawmakers have agreed to look into the case. Pakistan rejects India's accusations that militants who stormed a paramilitary camp in Indian-controlled Kashmir were probably Pakistani. Islamabad says such allegations can undermine efforts by both sides to normalize bilateral relations. At least five Indian security forces were killed and eight others injured in Wednesday's attack on the camp in Srinagar. The head of the rebel military group M23 in Congo has denied plans of signing a peace deal with the government. The proposed deal requires the rebels to hand in their weapons ahead of the deployment of UN peacekeepers in eastern Congo on March the 15th. The Canadian government has dealt another blow in its attempts to keep a human rights case under tight lid. The government is being held accountable for its child welfare funding policies on Aboriginal children. The Federal Court of Appeal has dismissed Ottawa's appeal. The case could proceed to Canada's Human Rights Tribunal. China's National People's Congress has appointed the head of the Communist Party as the country's new president. 59-year-old Xi Jinping succeeded President Hu Jintao as leader of the ruling party last November, who stepped down as party leader and president after a decade.